Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA or visit mensteaclinic.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Here we go. It's hour number 5 of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having a fantastic day. We're about to relive the Cowboys' glorious Week 1 victory. Little two guys, one booth, including the play-by-play debut of a member of the G-Bag Nation who can now say he's done Cowboys play-by-play on the radio. That's pretty cool. Christian McCaffrey out tonight?
He is out, inactive.
Yeah, this is a stutter. It's still apparently not ready to rock.
Calf and his ankle, been a problem.
Yeah, so it'll be Jordan Mason starting tonight. Fantasy owners out there, if you can scramble the waiver wire, or if you just handcuffed Christian McCaffrey, that was the smart play. That's what I did in our fan league, so I am going to be able to play Mason in this pinch. But hour and a half before kickoff, you find out Christian McCaffrey is going to be inactive. That is a bummer out there.
Because in our fan league, you had the number one pick, right?
Yeah.
And so you did the McCaffrey, but you did the smart thing
gambled,
of understanding the health
questions.
I was nervous. Yeah, that is definitely a bummer. But if I'm a Niners fan right now, I'm like, hey, this is what you should be doing. Your week one is really not that important if you're a team like the Niners. You got to make sure that Christian McCaffrey, and we've seen since he's been traded there, their offense is completely different. If you don't have him, it doesn't seem like that offense works quite the same way. So if he's even somewhat banged up, I'd be like, fine, let him sit. I bet this Mason kid will go out there and have a night.
Yeah, the Niners are tough, but you take away Debo, Trent Williams, or Christian McCaffrey, and I think they are very beatable. And, you know, they've had good injury luck so far with McCaffrey since they traded for him. Take it away, gentlemen.
All right, if you're new to this, every single year here on the home of the Dallas Cowboys, we've got a 9-hour game day with pregame, the game, and then postgame. And what we like to do is try and get anything great or funny or terrible that happens during that 9-hour game day and replay it in a segment we like to call Two Guys, One Booth.
All right, let's do that other thing. We have to start with the pregame fiasco that directly involves me. I got to own it. It's me and Aaron Andrews, and it was a super struggle. But before we play that sound, earlier this morning when Sean and RJ were going to play the sound to relive my super embarrassing, awful moment, Peyton was setting it up. And listen to just how disrespectful Peyton is here, just taking shots at me leading into my 90 seconds of embarrassment with Aaron Andrews.
Man, if you guys thought Tom Brady had a rough first day on the job, Eric Chiafalo looked like a fan phenom out there first day on
the job. Double shots fired on the fan. Take that, Blake.
This was awful. No, shots at
Blake. Take that, Blake.
Blake
is a fan. What are you talking about?
Wow. I did not mean it like that. I was just saying first day on the job, so that's what I was getting at there. No shots to Blake. I love you. But, man, this is the Cowboys pregame with Eric Schiaffalo, Brian Bross of the G-Bag Nation, and they had Aaron Andrews on of Fox. Notice how I said Andrews, last name, by the way.
Oh, no.
So Eric's going through this interview.
Man, if Peyton is correcting you on names, you know you done messed up.
And this is about a minute 40 of just pure goldness of Eric. And it's basically his first day on the job.
Pure goldness.
Pure goldness.
His first day on the job here on the pregame show.
Well, there's Peyton, you know, limping into a soundbite there as he struggled to speak as well.
Yeah.
So now
he stumbles over himself.
And Peyton, pot calling the kettle black there.
Yeah, shut up, Peyton.
Peyton was lashing out a little bit because I had to get on Peyton as the producer of the pregame show yesterday because he did the thing where we have a hard out at some point. And even though we're right here in studio, he's in my ear.
Go to break.
30.
Go to break.
20.
Okay, this is annoying you
10.
Too.
I said, at the end, as soon as I threw it, I said, Peyton, never do that again.
Yes.
Why would you, you told me what the hard out was.
Right.
I know what it is. Why would you tell me the hard out in the first place if you're just going to come in my ear while I'm trying to talk and get this thing to the commercial break
hard out
and you're going to be peppering me in my ear with nonsense as if I don't know what the hard out is.
Bless
it was a rookie mistake.
Yep.
It was embarrassing, almost as embarrassing as Peyton being on the microphone. I'm surprised they still allow him to use that thing.
Yeah, I can't believe he has his own segment. That's unbelievable. But I'm with you. He started doing that to me yesterday during the half in the post game, and I'm like, you've given me the hard out. As soon as he starts doing that, I'm starting to think to myself, like, he's messed the hard out up. It's actually earlier than it
now
is.
Now I'm starting to
sweat. So now I'm like,
here.
Do I need
a break? Which
do
has happened before.
Yeah, and do I need a break right now? Like, now you're confusing me. Just shut up, stick to the time, and let us be professionals. Or try to be.
Yeah. Shut your damn mouth, Peyton. All right, there's my lashing out for the moment, but here's the pregame disaster. As we kick off a brand new NFL season here on The Fan, and she will, of course, be alongside Kevin Burkhardt, Tom Brady, Tom Rinaldi, a no-question-about-it favorite guest of ours here on the official pregame show of America's Team. It's Aaron Andrews, ladies and gentlemen. Andrew, happy game day to you. I guess besides CD there on that cut, we can now include Dak, right?
We actually thought Dak was going to sign that contract the day after our interview. We did it, I think, on a Tuesday, and we thought that's when it was going to happen, but regardless for him and his sweet little family, so glad it got done, and happy for Cowboys fans, too.
Yes, absolutely. So is that something we can expect today on the Fox pregame show, your sit-down with Dak?
Well, it already happened. The Fox pregame show, yeah.
Okay.
It happened at noon.
Okay, fair enough. I was thinking before the Cowboys kick off, but that's my apologies.
No worries. So you weren't watching, but that's okay.
Well,
it went well. It went great.
You know, I mean, you can multitask with the best of them, but I'm here doing radio, watching television. I can't do the same things. We're not all as talented as Aaron Andrews. So what's the vibe around this football team right now?
I think the vibe is just, you know, excited. It's week one. Everybody's undefeated, right? Everybody's talking about Super Bowls except for the Kansas City Chiefs. That was from their pregame show. I don't know if you got a chance to watch that as well, but I don't know if you watch pregame shows.
Well, Aaron, you're the best in the business. We appreciate the time as always. And in this commercial break, we're going to go listen to that pregame Dak interview.
Yeah, what the heck?
Sorry about that, Aaron. You're the best, though. We appreciate it. Aaron Andrews, ladies and gentlemen. Holy smokes, could that have gone worse to start?
I mean,
when you talk about first impressions are everything, I just completely S the bet on that.
Yeah. Okay. So which one do you feel worse about?
I think I actually feel worse about the Andrew line. I didn't even realize in the moment that I had said that. We were getting texts about it. So after I was like, did I actually call
Andrew?
Her Andrew? And Broadus was like looking at me like, yeah, unfortunately, you know, you did. You did make that stupid mistake. So they were both awful, and they kept me up last night. Yeah, they really did.
Well, as a broadcast veteran, I would say it gets much worse than that, dude, if you're beating yourself up over that.
Yeah, she didn't seem...
It's a high standard.
I think she was, like, kind of actually having fun with it a little bit.
I think she was.
Back.
I really wasn't upset at her.
Yeah.
I just felt like a schmo.
Nah, don't worry about it, dude. It was first game.
Know.
Who cares? It's okay.
Yeah. You know, preseason form. I didn't play in the preseason games.
No.
You know? So I'm still knocking the rust off a little bit.
We're on to New Orleans.
But it was. I called her Andrew, and that's the one where I'm like, where did that?
That was a little weird.
Where did that even come from?
But you did set up Aaron Andrews, and then you just said Andrew.
And then, I don't know. I short-circuited.
Yeah.
And then I leaked confidence all over the studio, and I was not myself the remainder of the program. It was like at the beginning, too. That's what really sucked.
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, I got torn up on Tuesday, but at least I was right, you know. I was factually right
exactly.
In my situation.
Exactly. And that's what hurts the most.
Doubling down. All right, who did you have on your bingo card as the Cowboys' first touchdown of the season? If you had Brandon Cooks, congratulations.
Third down, Prescott back. Looking deep to the middle. He's got a man all alone. Cook at the goal line. It's Cooks for the Cowboys' first touchdown of the year, Brandon Cooks. And the Cowboys have their first lead of the season on the Miller Lite. First touchdown.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Out of the game.
It really was a beautiful play.
Yeah.
Well designed.
Gorgeous.
They got the blitz. I think they probably blew the pickup.
Yeah,
on
Brady
it.
Even mentioned that, I think, after the game when he was talking about it. He was like, you know, Dak
handled
tried
it well,
to,
but
tried to call out of it, slide the protection. Maybe they didn't pick it up right, but hey, Dak read it right away, knew where he needed to go with the ball.
Yep.
Yes, he did. All right, now we get to a little Brown and Down situation.
But on offense, timeouts called.
Got a brown down.
Shaken up. A brown out. It's a brown out.
Ever browned out before?
Brown out.
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
Ooh.
You're full on blackout.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like you don't remember it, but it was a little phasing.
Okay, I got you.
It's like spotty.
I had a different definition of the brownout. Back to you, Wolchuk.
Ended up pooping in the pants deal there. Mm-hmm. How about our guy, Plano Zone, best kicker in the National Football League. What a day it was for him yesterday, Butter Aubrey.
57, right hash. Line drive, boom. It's a pound of butter.
Guy's unbelievable. Unbelievable. He is now 11... of 11 from 50 plus in his career. 11 of 11, 50 plus. Wow, what a kick.
Pound of butter.
Yeah, he's a superstar. I heard Wolchuk in the postgame call him a weapon. He absolutely is that.
He's a weapon.
And that's wonderful. If this defense is going to fly around like this and you're going to have Turpin being electric in the return game and then you have a kicker that you can depend on literally anywhere from the field, my goodness, that is quite the advantage. And it is fair, 817. There was also an added thing to the Aaron Andrews mistake at the end. I as soon as that interview ends, I throw it to break, and I'm so used to saying like next in the nation.
Yeah.
And so I screwed that up as well, where it's the pregame show. It's not the nation. So I send it to break, and then I say, coming up next in the nation or on the fan. And that was after 10 minutes of just a disaster segment. So that good call, 817. We should have kept that in there as
good
well.
Good call.
It was a nice little exclamation point to my incompetence. Yes. Wolchuk. So now the next clip here. Now I'm driving home, right? And I'm just, I'm thinking about everything and
thinking and I'm staring.
I'm listening
and I'm
to the game.
And staring.
And then all of a sudden, the audio goes out. And I'm like, wow, now my radio is going to crap out on me. This day is just getting better and better.
At least your air conditioning works now.
Yes, and I'm switching over to different stations. I'm like, well, those stations are working. I'm like, oh, no, we may have had like a technical issue. Yeah. And then, boom, in comes the beautiful voice of Zach Wolchuk.
Well, this is a big third down play, as you mentioned, third and 10. See if they could play the coverage across and get the pressure that they need here.
Watson looking, checks it down over the middle, complete to Ford, but he's going to be short of the first down marker. Eric Kendricks already making his presence felt as the Cowboys are going to get a three and out.
Yeah, Kendricks overshown. This linebacker crew has been really aggressive here. We're looking at the pass rush. Micah Parsons going down inside with Tank on the outside. Just a little bit different look of having to deal with two quality edge rushers to the same side. Put a lot of pressure on the Browns there, forced to check that ball down.
Cleveland having to punt. That was a third down and 11. They picked up 8 on the pass to Ford over the middle. Turpin back to field this kick from Cleveland. 5 minutes and counting. Cowboys leading 7-3, fourth down and 3 for Cleveland. That's part one. Solid, right?
I mean, it's
okay.
Good.
We're a little flustered. We're sitting there. We're hanging out. Just a couple of guys watching the game. Next thing you know, okay, we're watching the TV, calling the game. Let's do this. So here was the end. We're waiting. Eventually, they're going to get this thing back. And the final call for myself and Brian. First down and 10, and Rico Dowdle goes right up the middle for a one-yard pickup. Cowboys with the ball first and 10 at their own 10. It'll now be second down and 9. Zach Wolchuk alongside the Super Bowl-winning scout Brian Broaddus, as we've got some technical difficulties in Cleveland. We'll get back out there with Brad and Babe here in just a moment. Prescott now under center. Play fake to Dowdle, rolling to his right. Hits Ferguson in the flat up to the 15, and he'll be tackled right around the 16-17-yard line there. And that'll set up a third down and short for Dallas.
Yeah, a really good design right there. We like the boots and the waggles. When you have a team that's really good with the pass rush, try and slow that rush down. Prescott with the good play fake going to his left and spins that thing to the right outside to Ferguson for a nice quality gain.
We throw things back out to Brad and Babe.
Boom. Nice work, gentlemen.
Tried to make it seamless. Yeah,
you painted the picture beautifully. I mean, I'm driving home, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, what's going to happen here? And then here comes Wolchuk and Broaddus saving the day, acting like they've been there before.
Give us a little seasoning. I think we could have something here, Brian.
We got something there, yeah.
Damn good stuff, gentlemen. All right, we all have to deal with temptations sometimes. Who had to deal with it yesterday?
Are the Notations a Motown group, Brad?
They were.
Were they?
Yes, they were kind of a forerunner of the Four Tops.
Or the Temptations. They're kind of a cross between the Four Tops and the Temptations.
Yeah, they're the Notations.
I love it.
I love it.
I absolutely love it.
I love it.
But do you guys, I mean, where are we at with the grading of Brad and Babe to this point? I mean, are they?
Midseason form.
Yeah.
You think it sounds like midseason form?
I like the back and forth.
Yeah.
The comfortable in the booth. Yep. Like they've worked together before.
The comfort level is definitely there.
Unlike Burkhart and Tom.
It was definitely not as cringy as Tom and Burkhart at times. It was nice to have Trayvon Diggs back. And, I think we had a new type of tackle here for Diggs.
You don't see the leg whip often, but when you do, it's a clear cut. It's not like, would you call that?
And it's usually on an offensive lineman.
Yeah.
Almost never do you see it on a defensive back.
He just said, to heck with it, I'm not going to tackle you, so I'll just leg whip you down.
Leg whip you down. Leg whip you down.
It's a nice patented move right there. Did he use the ACL leg or did he use the other one?
I hope it was the good.
Actually, if it's the ACL leg,
then that just shows. I can watch the play. We'll figure it out.
It just shows the confidence that he has in the reconstruction.
You know, I'm going to whip that leg out there.
Mm.
Speaking of whipping it out, here comes Turpin, 60 yards to pay dirt.
So, Kevontae Turpin's going to stand at his 35 and wait for the punt from Corey Bjorkus.
Yeah, and they've had a couple of good returns. I mean, he's been real close to breaking one, but a couple of nice returns, but looking for the big one. Maybe it'll come right here with the Browns backed up a little bit.
Bjorkus standing in the middle of his own end zone. The kick actually comes from the goal line. A little end-over-end wobbler taken at the 40 by Turpin. Trying to get up the middle, 50, 45, get a block. Right sideline, 30, he's pointing. 20 and to the 15, to the 10. There's your return, Kevontae Turpin with a 60-yard punt return.
Oh, baby, we'd been waiting for it. And finally, He cashes in. Now, when he started pointing, I got a little bit nervous. I'm like, we've seen this before.
Yes.
Are you about to run into one of your own guys?
I think he almost ran into Deuce Vaughn.
He was looking for somebody to run into. Yeah.
But thank God, he finished the play, and the Cowboys certainly finished the game. In fact, this one was over probably at halftime. Cleveland fans knew it. Christy letting us know the Cowboy fans were letting the dog pound hear it.
Browns fans are just streaming for the exits. This looks like the final minutes of a preseason game instead of 9 minutes left in the fourth quarter. It's basically just Cowboys fans left, and the ones in the corner of the end zone are happy they did, because Trayvon Diggs, in celebration, threw that ball he intercepted into the end zone. So some Cowboy fan is going home with a souvenir. You can hear them chanting, "Let's go, Cowboys," behind me.
I think it's a fine.
It is a fine.
Wow. Well, it's good to hear Christy get in the mix there.
It was, I don't think she was able to be heard for the first half of the game. We were having the technical difficulty there.
I didn't hear.
Yeah. I mean, Gators are out even on Sundays. They don't take weekends off.
No, it happens.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a vicious one.
It's our first edition of Two Guys, One Booth.
Thank you, Wolchuk. Thank you, Chia Follow. Every Cowboys Monday, 6 o'clock here in the G-Bag Nation. Okay.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.